Zanoch lost 5-0 against the favorite, as you mentioned. It's not a good score for the fans to go away with after the match. But at the end of the day, there's only one thing in mind for the local players is to qualify for the World Cup. When Oceania Football and FIFA welcome two teams from Oceania to qualify for the World Cup, one of the things that the players and the coaches prepare for is to win the semi-final. And I think when they beat Solomons in the semi-final, they know they're in the World Cup. I think the celebration already started. But at the end of the day, it's not the end. If you want to play in the World Cup, like what the fans already mentioned, you have to play like New Zealand, because the likes of Germany or Portugal, they're stronger than New Zealand. So, but at the end of the day, it's good football, Richard. I must tell you, the fans enjoy football and they see for the first time a New Zealand under 20 player quality football in front of maybe over 7,000 fans at the Borderless Stadium.
So where do Vanuatu go to from here? I mean, they would love to make an impression at the Under-20 World Cup in South Korea next year, but we know from the experience that Fiji had that it won't be easy. But Fiji won a game, so that's really what Vanuatu have to aim for, isn't it?
That's correct, Rich. I think from now, the management and the Vanuatu Football Federation must start planning to travel outside Vanuatu. Not to New Zealand, not to Australia, maybe to Australia and then off to other countries in Europe or Asia to start preparing. Because, as you mentioned, Fiji done well, lost two games, but beat Honduras in the FIFA Under-20 World Cup in New Zealand. So it's up to Vanuatu Football Federation now to decide on the trip for Vanuatu in the next few months so that they can prepare well. Because I know that teams like England and Germany already qualify, so even though he's in one of the teams, then they have to start preparing.
And overall, how would you assess the standard of play that you've been watching at the OFC Under-20 tournament? I mean, do you think that based on the performance, that this extra place for Pacific teams at the World Cup is on merit?
That's a good question, Richard. We island nations, we play against each other, we can make good results. For example, if we play PNG or Fiji, sometimes the island nation team can win 1-0 or 2-0. But to play against New Zealand, we always like lose, because New Zealand is stronger than, like we already mentioned, they are the favorites in Oceania. I think based on the result of Fiji against Honduras, maybe FIFA and OFC said that we can have two teams. Fiji is a different team. We are a different team. So if we take the example of Fiji preparing outside, we have to start thinking seriously to maybe we do like Fiji or do better. And to do better, we have to look at the players we have. One failure of Vanuatu is that some of the players we have, when they go into the second half, they don't give the pass. And we need to have 20 players to play good football, to play in football, FIFA level of competition. So I think it's not yet, we are not yet ready, island nation, not yet ready. But at the end of the day, it's good to have a start so that the island nation can have a place in the World Cup and they start preparing for the next maybe 5 or 10 years. So if, for example, BNC can qualify in the next 2 years, then we have to start preparing. Or if you have only one team, then maybe only New Zealand. So I think it's a good start, but it's too early. But at the end of the day, it's good because we will start preparing our local island teams to participate in the World Cup so we can change our style of training and our style of play before the FIFA Under-20 or Under-17 World Cup.
And just a word on how the tournament has played out from an organisational point of view. I mean, we've touched on this previously, that it was really the first big sporting event to take place in Vanuatu, international sporting event since Cyclone Pam struck. And the impression I get is it's gone off pretty well.
Oh yes, we have a few challenges, but I tell you, this football show brings every people together. And Richard, one thing I saw last Saturday which I never see in my life is the Prime Minister, the Minister of Public Utility, Chonatam Napat, and the ministers and Member of Parliament, they walk from the one of the biggest wharf where the cruise ship used to stay. They walk to the stadium and they collect about 1.3 million Vatu on the way to the stadium to give to the Vanuatu under-20 players. Not because they made it to the final of the under-20, but they qualified for the World Cup. So just 1 hour something before, 1 hour 30 minutes before the kickoff, they marched through the stadium with the Honorable Prime Minister, with the ministers, with the yellow, and they all shout, go under-20 to competition, go. And I announced to the stadium that what the money they collected is 1.3. And it just brings people together. It brings the politician, the government, the people of this nation together. So even the one of the lost to New Zealand in the current final, but to qualify for the World Cup, it's just a great news for the government and everybody.